Families of the Fallen will be hosting a bags tournament here in the downtown Humboldt area. So why don't you just tell us a little bit more about the event first?
Sure, Donovan. The event is Families of the Fallen Presents Country Thunder Bags Tournament. We are going to be at 5 regional locations. We had our first tournament in Mason City at the North Iowa Fairgrounds. Had a good turnout there. We're going to be in Algona at the Trainwreck Winery. May 8th, we'll be traveling to Rockwell. The American Legion is going to help us out with that one. And May 15th, coming back to our hometown, going to be in Humboldt. Naughty Pine is going to help us with that tournament. We're pretty excited to bring our organization back to our hometown. And then we'll wrap things up on May 22nd in Forest City. The Paddler's Tap is going to help us with that tournament. We're going to shut down the street, and we'll have our regional tournament in the morning. And then immediately following that regional tournament, we're going to host our grand championship tournament, where the top 3 winners from each of the 5 regions will play for a chance to win 2 platinum tickets to the Country Thunder Music Festival in Forest City and onstage seating with Leonard Skinner for the Leonard Skinner performance.
So when you talk about these tournaments and you talk about eligibility and all that, so who all is eligible to enter? How will they enter? And just what are some more details that people need to know if they want to enter into any of the regional tournaments?
So anybody can register, and registration will take place the day of the event. People who want more details can certainly go. We got a couple different avenues for them to look up some information. We've got our website. If you go to fotf.us, you'll find our website. And then we have a Facebook page, Families of the Fallen, all one word, take all the spaces out, Families of the Fallen. You'll find us on Facebook, and that'll give more details on the tournaments themselves.
And then the organization, Families of the Fallen, talk a little bit more about that. What do you guys do, and you know, what is your mission?
That's a great question. Families of the Fallen came from a vision that Amy and I had that we presented to our friends. We had a group of about 12 friends that we presented this idea to about bringing the families of loved ones that have sacrificed their lives for the service of our country to the Country Thunder Iowa Music Festival, and just doing an all-inclusive retreat-style setting for them where they could watch their loved ones be honored, and to connect with people that have suffered a similar loss. That was the original idea that we had. As we worked with our group of friends, it grew into a bigger vision where we decided to apply and become a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So through our fundraising efforts, we're able to help those that have suffered hardship because of the service as well, whether it be injury, disability, or any of those things. And about a year and a half ago, we adopted 2 more operations that we do. One of the operations is called 7% Alpha, where we do monthly meat and food runs to the homeless shelters that house veterans. To date, we've taken somewhere in the neighborhood of about 4,000 pounds of meat to these homeless shelters for the clients there to be able to be nourished with. And with a partnership with Hy-Vee, we've taken tens of thousands of dollars of overstock, bakery items, produce, and other things to the homeless shelters as well. So that's been a really awesome thing that we've been able to be a part of. And then once a year, we have what we call Operation Winter Gear, where we do a clothing drive for coats and boots and hats and other cold weather items that people could need to stay warm in Iowa's winters. And we take those items to the homeless shelters as well that house veterans. And we also go in the field and serve these items up to people that are living on the street. So it's been kind of a unique development in our organization. It started out as a really small, pointed idea, and it became a very big, broader scheme that gives back to the public service heroes that have given so much to us.
And you said all this came from, you guys had an idea that you then presented. What inspired this idea for you guys? Was it a personal experience or maybe someone close to you?
It was a combination of things. The one thing that kind of inspired it was Amy and I, we do the security of the Country Thunder Music Festival up here in Forest City, Iowa. And that was falling on Memorial Day weekend. And it was kind of one of those things where the platform was the right platform to bring this idea up. And just watching the festival come and go and end on Memorial Day, there was no celebration or anything, given the weekend that it was. So that's kind of where the idea came. Amy and I both have lost people that we know to accidents and things that have happened. And I had a good friend that died overseas in Iraq. So that is kind of where the main vision came from, was just having the right platform to present this. And that's why we presented it initially the way we did, was just as a retreat style, because we had the platform through Country Thunder to do it. But as we talked to the people that were helping us, it just kind of grew into a broader vision. And that is where Families of the Fallen was developed from. So it was really kind of a neat way to watch it mature, the initial idea mature into what it actually is today.
In 2019, we were actually able to host our first 6 families to the festival and honor their loved ones. In 2020, of course, with the pandemic, there was no festival. But this year, we're going to have the opportunity to host a new set of families and even bring back some of our original 6. So we're really looking forward to that. And it's a really neat way for them to connect with someone else who has suffered a similar loss. Really neat thing to see those families come together and help each other in that way.
All right. I do really appreciate your time here. I'm going back to the Bags Tournament and the Bags event here in Humboldt. I don't know if you had said it. Was there a cost per entry as the fundraising efforts?
That's right. Registration is $50 for a team. Prizes, we've had some awesome donations for prizes, and people can go to our website and see that. And 100% of the proceeds go back to the families we serve. I just want people to know that the people in our organization take no money for the work that we do. 100% of our proceeds always go back to the people that we serve.
All right, really do appreciate your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the event, what you guys do, or any of that?
Yeah, even if people don't play bags, I hope they'll come out and have some drinks, have some food as we drink some food, non-alcoholic drink, come meet the group. Our merchandise trailer is going to be there. We got some really neat merchandise. That's one of the ways that we fund our organization is through the sales of merchandise. We got some really nice Grizzly coolers. We got apparel. That's really cool. People love our shirts that are made by Relentless Defender down in Houston, Texas. They make shirts special for our organization. So it's really cool. I hope they'll just come out and meet us even if they don't want to partake in the bags tournament. That part is free. You can come up and talk to us all day and that part won't cost you a dime.
All right. Thank you guys so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Donovan.